Is there any kind of tradition? Are honorifics part of Islam?
They've crept in over the centuries to the empire, but not in the intrinsic understanding of what Islam is. I mean, the very essence of what the word Islam, as I mentioned, comes from the root word of peace, to enter into peace, to surrender to peace. And one of the names of the creator of God in the Quran is As-Salam, the peace. And so the very essence of the Quran is to help impart to humans and people around the world that there is no master that we have other than our creator, God. And that renders us equal in worth. So although we've seen monarchies rise and fall, and we still see quote-unquote Muslim nations that are run as monarchies and so forth, God is truly the sovereign leader and creator of all humanity. And the idea, I think, of the pilgrimage that we referenced earlier is just that, that when we make this pilgrimage, it doesn't matter your social status. We all represent our equality through the common dress that we wear and common things that we do. It's part of why I think after my pilgrimage, I came back with a very strong opinion against monarchy and vowed never to return to Saudi Arabia until those human rights violations in that country are addressed and until that situation and the leadership of that land is brought to justice. So I think, you know, you wouldn't be able to learn that if you didn't make that sort of journey to be able to see firsthand and come back and say, yes, this needs to change. How we have created these levels and these rights for people and stripped away the rights of others needs to change if we are truly to be people of faith in surrender to God.